Paragraph of Lefi Daiti in the second line. There's a key phrase here which we have to analyze. We spoke about it before, but we have to see it again. This is the crux of the matter. Lefi Daiti Shabo Mimokom Akel Lishom Ayashan of Neamachlokis Afilu Kulam Kahalam Kulam Yodim Mesatoro. You can't do anything different with them, what they're doing if you're in a particular place at the present time. Here, the Ramban is saying much more than we had in other Rishon. We interpret the Balamor to say that Yom Tov Sheni is especially serious minig shemakola gola, and therefore we have to be machmir even b'chad v'chador. Ramban said more than that. Somebody Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is not a mini b'chol agola, and even in Erev Pesach he's machmir even b'chad v'chador. This is really a very big chiddush here in the Ramban. V'haino mas nisin, based on our Mishnah, di lo teim v'hachel mas nisin heichem hashkachos. What's the case of our Mishnah? What did the Mishnah say? For those who are not want to just keep your finger, one finger in Ramban, I'm up to the Ramban on page Mem Ches, where it says aim in brackets on the second column, about 8 lines down. If you look on the, on the corresponding page, Mem Tes, the top line. Spent the week on it last week. This Mishnah says the Ramban, what's the case? He ain't died all Avzar. You don't plan to go back to the first place. Right? I left for good. The Rambam's unique sheet, though. You left for good. No one knows you have to be bothered by those chumas. Right. David, Tom and the Ramban suggests that we spoke about it. But okay, but the general consensus the Ramban agrees to it. They're not mechuyev. Now, read with me together now, because it gets a little tricky. Till now, it was very easy reading. Now, the words, every word counts over here. What does it say now? V'chur me'mokom sh'holach l'sham knows the knowledge. Okay, the person ain't at the lavzer. Of course, you have the chur me'mokom sh'holach l'sham. Of course, till now easy. Now, umash manami, the min hadin hazeh nami u'chayav v'hem. It's so vague. What case is he talking about? So we shall see from the next line. It sounds like he's talking about the case of dat olavzer. And if I'm dat olavzer, I live in place A and I'm now in place B, and going back to place A, that I am chayav to follow the chumras of place B. Shereinase ben ir liyomo. This is the famous law. The cook went to town. So he became a ben ir liyomo. He sounds like he's saying, for this reason, if I'm an Israeli in America, I'm an American liyomo. I should have an American. Okay? Then he says, Elamas Nisin Bishadat Alam Zokid Parishis. I really not exactly fully following the hemshah of the words of the Ramban over here. But in any event, to summarize, the Ramban is saying a line that is considered a Ben Ir Liyomo. Now, this base Rav Kook says he should have like an American. I have a big problem with that. Rav Kook really means to say that you really are treated as an American? In other words, an Israeli in America is treated as an American. So an American in Eretz Yisrael is treated as an Israeli? Mikir Adin? Doesn't sound right. Because we have this concept that it's true, you place upon him Chumri Mokom Shaholach L'Sham. But you also place upon him Chumri Mokom Sheyotza Misham. So why, if his official status now, he lives in A, he's now in B, and he's going back to A. If his official status now is, as the Rav Kook dramatizes it, Nasa Ben Ir Liyomo, so he's a Ben Ir B, there's no machlekes because of what's going on in A, because he's not in A, he's in B now. So why is he bound by the chumras of A? This we take it literally. He's been uprooted from A, and now he's a Ben B Liyomo. So why do you have to keep the chumras of A? He just said it before. That's what the Mishnah says. Therefore, we suggested last time, it was based upon Lashon, but the Ritva, if you recall, that this Lashon doesn't really mean it so literally. All it means is that not the Nechshash HaMachlokas Bovad in public, but even if you're in private, B'chadri Chadorin, and there's no possibility that you can think of, no. L'olam Choshim Nachlokas Afilu B'chadri Chadorin. He didn't say that it's Me'ikir Adin Mamash. He means it's Me'ikir Adin even B'tzina. But the purpose for giving him the status, what he calls Me'ikir Adin, because the possibility of a Machlokas. That's what I said to Pshat the Ritva, and I think it's Pshat the Ramban, and therefore, from my opinion, Rav Kook is not proven this case that an Israeli in America davens chutzlarts nusach based upon this Ramban. The Balaman never said it. We said even Rav Kook himself said Balaman never said it. The Ravid didn't, and even Ramban never said it. So I go back to what we spoke about yesterday, that if you're an Israeli in America, you should daven like an Israeli. You can't do malacha. Yes. Read it again. If you keep reading it so many times, he says the olam choshem achlovas afilu b'chadri chadorim osu, right? And it keeps going. It's all one big, right?
It's an average guy to lock, sir. In case of any guy to lock, sir, it's not because of.
No, slow. What do you say over here? I yeshan leim achlovas. I feel the kolon chachamim, kolon yodim asatora. The olam choshem achlovas afilu b'chadri chadorim osu. Alpha Pisha Dat Alav. The Ferish. Dat Alav, sir. Okay? And he's still worried about Machlaik even Bechadre Chador. And that's our Mishnah. That's the Mishnah in the case of Dat Alav, sir. And what do you put on him? Both Chumras of this place and in that place. Okay? And then he throws in this fancy language, Shari Nasa Ben Iliomo, Velo Mechshasha Machlokos Bulbaru Osim. What do you mean? You just got the same before, that you're afraid of Machlaik is even Bechadre Chador. I'm understanding that the original chashash was the Faresim. Then they said, you know, even b'chadri chadorim the chance of machlokes, and for this reason, we're going to treat you l'chumra, I'm saying, only l'chumra, because you don't lose l'chumra of the original place, we're going to treat you l'chumra as what he calls over here, a ben Eliyomo. It doesn't really mean you're really a ben Eliyomo. Because if you're really a ben Eliyomo, why are you bound by the chumras of the place you came from? You were uprooted from that original town. So I'm just trying to demonstrate to you that you shouldn't take those words Ben Eliyomo literally. So then, of course, the question becomes, so why must you keep these chumras? The answer is, low plug. That's what it means. It's a low plug. Originally, they were afraid of machlok, this was only in public. Then they went as far as to say, b'chadri chadorim, whatever, and they're afraid of machlok, b'chadri chadorim, since the rabbi Beferish in the second line, choshev ha'osu b'chadri chadorim, also. And then he rephrases that he's considered a ben Eliyomo for lo mebnei chashash machlokas b'vado dasim mitzvich region where we can find a chashash machlokas, but even if we can't find any, it's a lo plug. But fundamentally, he's still a ben ir A where he came from. Otherwise, why is he bound by the chumas of A where he's now a ben ir B? Can he really? And therefore, it seems to me the Ramban is not a proof, contrary to Mishpat Cohen, that you would daven chutznot. Davening if you're an Israeli in America. Okay, I'm just giving you my view. I don't know. If you spend more time reading and reading it over and over again, please, you have more to add, let me know. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda, today's shiur, I would like to complete the inyanim of Yom Tov Sheni today. I wanted to give a shiur tomorrow, which I owe you for months and months, which I never did. I have to klap al chet. And that's my Shalom Bayis series. We gave one, I think, this whole year. Passes you gave 3, 4, or 5, and I just never got around to it. Be there tomorrow at 10:30. That's tomorrow. There's lunch at 12 for some people. So 10:30 tomorrow, the Siyum Zineta on the very important, the most important year of the year, maybe on the topic of Shalom Bayis, which is the most important topic. Okay, but for today, we still have time. Try to complete going quickly the Yom of Yom Tov Sheni based on what we spoke about yesterday. And my fundamental top saver news today is the saver called Yom Tov Sheni Kilchoso, very aptly named, right? And there'll be some of it which I'll show you on the board, because he quotes a lot from Rav Moshe in various shuvahs, and we will try to do as much as we can from here. Someone asked me a question yesterday, why is it that the Rif and the Rambam left out our Gemara? Right, we decided to shuvah about yesterday. not found in the Rif, not found in the Rambam. So I said someone asked me. You know where's the cash I found? The Shevet HaLevi. You get that one? We're not living through Rav Moshe. Shut Shevet HaLevi Chelek Zayin. Okay. He makes that hard. The Rif and Rambam left out a whole sugya. And I mentioned to you twice that a mishpat os aleph is half right and half wrong. The second half is right. Some top side of gimel. The first half ches kaf and nichlas yantav. That's wrong. I'm talking about that's all about erev yantav, erev pes. I'm talking about yantav shein. Okay. Unfortunately, I have to make a search because I can't tell you. He just tells it's printed in the shut chelik zayin. You can be able to get a table of contents or search.
Search for what?
Okay. What should you search for? What's it? Mufur Semis. That's a good word to search for. That's a rare word. Chelik Zayin.
Oh, Chelik Zayin?
Chelik Zayin. I know which character it is. Chelik Zayin.
Well, there's no
Philip.
They don't have Zion? Forget it.
Okay.
Well, maybe in. Well, they. Okay.
No.
We'll try the other one.
No, no. They don't have. I'll read it to you from here. From the. Why they have certain halakhim, others not, is beyond my understanding. But so far they don't. See, he in this Sefer, Shevet HaLevi, which is again printed originally in the Yom Hashanah Kelchasa, he makes the point which we made. How can it be that the Rif and the Rambam left out our Gemara? You know what it means? They don't hold like Tosfos. Because if Tosfos says it's also even Bitsina, which is a Chiddush, which doesn't apply to Sharman Hagim, and the Rif and the Rambam should have quoted it, but the fact that it didn't quote it indicates that they hold it's Mutter Bitsina. This is the Shita of the Shevet HaLevi. I think it's 100% correct. This is Halacha L'Maisa. Of course, you follow the Mishnah Berurah. It's also Bitsina. But only also Bitsina Misafik. When I think it's also Bitsina B'Torah's Vada. Because the Tosfos and the Yisus of the Ran both say it's also even Bitsina. It's what's unique about the Ramban. It's not even unique. It's all Menachem we saw just saw. Because the Ramban's a Das Yochan. Because the other Rishonim, it's a unique thing. My other Shani Shogolius. But had that been true, the Rif and Ram should have quoted this Gemara to teach us that. But the fact that they don't quote it indicates they would hold its mut. Ask the Shevet HaLevi. Maybe we should suggest. Found it?
Yeah.
Good man. Amazing.
You have to turn
it
on
the PC. Is it? I'm sorry. Okay, so I'm right before the word Ula Halacha. See the word Ula Halacha? That's a new paragraph. Is that good? Yeah. Don't move. Good. Dear, you're right. Haderach HaRavius. Harif HaRama Midihishmitu Uvda Derav Safra. Asher yotzi mimena achidish din l'das ha-toses u'dimei t'gam b'tzina asur v'lo k'midi d'achila toses we saw on top of the base of an aleph but they left it out m'chlad lo svili chumazos u'ma d'hich m'rav safra ha'ayna b'malach ha'ma for seves b'rabim k'idach p'irushat sh'meran u'kimo sh'kos p'irush r'achsham shay what about the balamor so we thought that the balamor said it was asur because of p'richodesh t'l'dat ha'filim b'tzina asur. Right, that's how we understood the Balamor, like the position for your information. Shutam Abit says no, even the Kohen Tereza. La Halacha, the Taz says La Hakel, that's Mutter Bitsina. He, of course, La Halacha, the last line on Kaimat Magan Avram, the Osir Af Bitsina, the Mishnah Berurah of Apostkin. Mikom Mikom Yerah, Thy Piska La Hachmir, Gam Bitsina, Derek Safek. The Hachmir Nishna, Lo Derech Vada, because the Rif and the Rambam called the one Teretz with Mutter, Tos and the Rad is also the Razor. It depends on Machlokes how to Shom Shat and the Razor, and then that's in the Rishon. And the Poskim Taz Marshal Mabit Amet the Radvaz Magen Avram Kesas Tagdolo Machmirin with the Sfeik Alonafka. Okay, Sfeik Alonafka. He's not called the Prichodesh. The Eikar Sharor Lemon Alakam Berdavish Mash Bekanal. In other words, it's he's not sure. Below the Asi Chas V'Sholom LaHokal Afilim Amalachot Derabbanon. Ha ha! I got a question on Erev Shavuos from someone who I know from Eretz Yisrael. That is Charedi Rav from the Holy Land told him that it's mutter to do the Rabbanan's Bitzimah. I repeat again. The pshita kemish and the choshen the mashkata the razad the shayant the psheni shu min a gadol. And the special b'chol agol is that kol adam im lachad rabbanon. I told this man, I don't agree with you. I didn't know about the shemir lady. I said, I don't agree with you. I would ask even the rabbanon. You want those making a phone call the rabbanon of the rice? That's what he's asking. I said, it's irrelevant. Even if it's the rabbanon, it's us. And I said, you try to b'chad b'chadarim. The word's gonna get out. You're calling somebody who's on the other line. The word's going to get out. This is exactly what Chazal were afraid about. I really pushed him away. But I'm not asking him to, nor is the Shevet Alei. Even though it's a suffix, it's a suffix. Not every suffix is a suffix. Rabban Lekula. You have to be mafu even by Malachas the Rabban. Shon. What about electricity? Rav Moshe the Tshuva. Well, now I'm going to become a Rav Moshe. A lot of Rav Moshe the Tshuvas. When it's discussed primarily in Orach Chaim Chelek Dalet, but some in other Chalakim as well. So if you get me Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe, Chelek, Orach Chaim Chelek Dalet, it would be very, very helpful. Rav Moshe told me there it's Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Dalet. Very good. And the Eretz Yisrael B'chutzos. So here our case. Imut Lahadik Ner Chashmah B'yantav Sheni. Our case. This fellow asked me. Yesh to stop it. Put on a candle on you. We do it. We like Neres Neres Yontif and Yontif. Rapture also the Hadik Ner Chashmal. We did no lod with the Rabbanon. Ulayen Lahachmer Kachumah Shem Melachos. What's going on? Rav Moshe wants to be made to suggest more than a phone, even a light. On mikavon shach v'loch hashos leben eretz yisrael who rak b'shem shelo yishan v'nei amachlit v'yisru zeh hashayach gam k'sho yisru after v'nei chutz l'aretz rak v'di rabbonon v'afilu miminig b'yalmo because it's called amachlitis. No Americans have put on his lights on Yontif. Used to be, by the way, 100 years ago Baruch HaShulchan and others suggested that there's no luck because there's fire in the wires. You're just transferring fire from the wires to the filament. But he was misled as to whether there's fire in the wires. Even Thomas Edison could have told him, as a contemporary of the Aruch HaShulchan, that there were no fire in the wires. So just let me just let you know.
Right. Dishwashers.
Older people. Dishwashers.
We have no time to get involved too much. We have a tight schedule today. Let's try to cover what we have to cover. So therefore, by the way, he's assuming what? This is an aside, I can't resist this. Assuming against whom? Hazanish, right. He's assuming electricity is not big. That's a double push. Okay. The cave and mitzina, from Shanika the Kol, Shudlak Mitzada Ora, Shaniris the Mirachok, Hadik Malacha, the Loef Shemitzina, Kokach, the Shadvar. So although it's not tiled malacha, lamatas malachas, it's the equivalent of malacha because you can see it everywhere else. So I'm going to measure, wait. Avol, ulai kevin shabahari batanika sha'onim keilu, shemadlikin mechabin neres hachashmal v'yatzmam, automatic Shabbos clock, shloi le maisa adam, shayach memele b'tzina, to rowan sheika oro yomu sheika sha'on kazeh. Wow. So I'm going to pull a two-step over here. Number one, it's not a malacha, it's only an Issa Nola. And although there's an Issa, because it will be known, it won't be known, it'll think it's a Shabbos clock.
Even though Rav Moshe doesn't like Shabbos clock.
But he himself is married that a Shabbos for lights are okay. Because mm-hmm. They've been doing it for 100 years, or whatever, 50 years. So that's why Rav Moshe didn't come out against it, for whatever reason, I don't understand. I'm kind of fascinating, too. But I'll call upon him, by malachas the Rabbanan, Rav Moshe agrees, to the Shevet HaLevi, that there's no distinction between the rice and the rabbanon. If it's not nisa malacha, it's on sinus, just nolad, molad. There, Rav Moshe is not completely sure what the din is. Fascinating. Okay. What about Rabosai flying from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzot? We spoke yesterday. We were screaming yesterday that people are flying Moti Shem Chashmini Atzeres and in a certain undisclosed town, not far from here. They're coming out of the taxis in the middle of our coffers. And they said, well, I'm an Israeli. Well, you're an Israeli, you're now in... It's a bechina of, without saying what the place is, it's a bechina of tinek shenishba.
Okay.
So he talks about this shayla, can you fly bechlal or not in this city? Now, Tisa merits Shalach Chutzlatz. He asked him Shlomo Zalman. You know what he said? Shlomo Zalman said, depends where the airport is. Shlomo Zalman says, if the airport is not a place where people are inhabited, it's mutter, Shlomo Zalman said. Even if there may be Jews there or Machal Yantif, it doesn't make a difference. Because it's a fascinating story in Rav Shlomo Zalman. Although it's a low pluk, a machmir, and all these kinds of things, nonetheless, airports are different. Airports are different. Because ever know that an airport, people are coming and going. I mean, a machlek, no one lives in an airport. People are coming and they're going and they never know. Yom Warom to be mad in Eretz Yisrael, but they'll know that it's not an, it's just coming and going. So therefore, he says it's not as elusive the Yom Sheni, it's like an Israeli, if it's etc. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. So it's always mutter to say to go to a line at any airport. Rav Yashiv, no. It's only if the airport is chutz l'tchum of a Jewish city. That's a very tricky thing. I think the airport, the big airport, in the United States, there are many big airports. That I was told that the airport that's the furthest from town, the people land from Israel is in this part of the east part of this country, east of the Mississippi, I was told, is Atlanta. In Atlanta, the airport is, I was in Atlanta more than once. Very far from the city, Kutzutzum. And it's a hub. Delta flies into Atlanta. So the people who are in the doctor, and this is Rav Yashiv, will only fly into Atlanta. They won't fly into New York. Because in New York, all the airports, Kennedy, even Newark is the airport. You could probably walk straight with all those hotels straight to Elizabeth, New Jersey. It's straight. Yeah, so it's Atlanta. Until the airport is in the middle of nowhere. That's an airport landing place of choice. According to Rav Yashiv. But the problem is Rav Yashiv is machmer anyway. You know why? He says there are Jews there who are not from. If there be no Jews who are not from in the airport in Atlanta, it would be okay. But since there are unfortunately likely to be Jews who are not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs who are there, that's not allowed. So he's against it. Comes Rav Vosner, and he says, we said before, he's even a bigger machmer. Rav Vosner says, this is a tshuva which is printed here, I'm not sure if it's printed in the Sheva Lei, probably printed in some later volume. He says, he can't get on the airplane. Why? Hayoshev amonoseinu rabna b'chol nesiyah pogum b'bei chutzlaretz shemizalz b'yantav sheni v'shendosu b'etzim ha-yomtev sarash lo yisroh b'feinem k'mizalz b'gankev. Because these wise guys that we just described are on a flight when they should be machmir, and they're passing one day and then so your mezalz in front of them, so it's not where you land. On the airplane itself, it's an avera. So there's three shittas. It's an avera in the airplane, it's an avera in the airport, because there are Jews there, and it's mutter of Shlomo Zalman, because everyone knows you're an Israeli, and there's no chashash, machlokes. Ad kan, three shittas in Gedolei Hador Mamish, about whether you're allowed to take a plane, which is going to land you in Yom Tov Sheni, in Chutzlars. It's an interesting comparable dispute. This is, I read you from Kuflam and Vav and Zayin. The next few pages, Kuflam and Ches. What if there's a hotel? There's a hotel that's goyish all year long. Goyish. They're machshir, they come in only for Pesach and Sukkot, Shavuos, whatever. The caterers, Jewish caterers take over, and they make a glad kosher of a hajj. So when chutz starts. Is that a yishuv? Again, a machlekes. Shlomo Mazam thinks it's mutter. Everyone knows hotels that people come in and go, that assume it's in Israel. Rav Yashiv says it's awesome. You don't make such fine distinctions. You guys are not these machlokes in the shittasim. You make it. Shlomo Zalman is making fine distinctions, and Rav Yashiv is not. Ad kan this nakuda. We now go back to Rav Moshe in the following situation. He says, "Beferish, I told you yesterday." Ikris Moshe Chela Gimel Simon Ayin Dalet. What did I tell you yesterday? At the Mishnah Brura that we learned, if you come with your wife and your kids, you're automatically considered to be a Toshav of that place, notwithstanding your intention to return very shortly to your old place. Because, once you're with your wife and your kids, you're never going to go. So I told you yesterday, that's true. The time goes back to the Radvaz, they couldn't move. But today we have airplanes. Oh. Everyone with me? Shabbal Eretz Yisrael, Lil Mocham. For the Datra Acha Shonash Nasayim Lachzal America. Avol Gam Ishtecha Nasimcha. For Dir Yeshcha Eretz Yisrael. For Loba America. Echa Tov Yishtecha Tzvicha Nisnai. Bini Yonu Shei. Hine. The Radvash, Evi Amogon Avrom, Tov Tzadi Vav, Sekon Zayim. We saw the Mishnah Brurah. The Okev Dir Oso, Im Ishtom Eretz Yisrael, Chutzos. Acha Pisha Dato Lachzal, Dina Kamo Shein Dato Lachzal. Umestom Agam Lehepach, Mechutzos Eretz Yisrael. So became Shinim such a dinchem kidin ben Eretz Yisrael upon the Radvaz. Avol ani es daiti poshut. She'ein l'damos bizmanenu ata l'zman Radvaz u'meyes shonim achrov. To b'chol hazman ben erach es estros shonim achron. It's the last few decades. I'm not sure where this was written. The last few decades. Hoya inyen nesia mimokon l'mokon dova koshe. Bein mitzad atircha da nesia. Could they go on a boat and a wagon? The poverty, Shutircha Katan Afme America Eretz Yisrael Shabon Bepolos Miyud Beit Shalos Eretz Yisrael V'cheshbon Ha'otza the ticket catch us now Lo Nechshav Klum L'ruva Diyin Shimim Dino Seinu Tavor Mikan L'sham V'sham L'kan Gamal Enyone Simcha Katanim your cousin's upshare your second cousin's bas mitzvah it was running around for the Narish guy alright yeah Und in der Sie aus Tanig mit Tio Bial, was da am Touristen? Lecker um den Ohr. Und bei Mela, so ein Fraß, das in der Pläubis man das er, Tolli Bachlo, das Oder, im Lachse oder Lachse. That's it. Bei Abai ist Afen, wo Knie oder Lagamri. Ein Lagam kein um den Ohr, schau, habe ich anschein Amerika, kann nur Botten, wer ist Estrella, wo es Mann, im Schak, Zorm, ich habe Rost, Kulisch, wer ist Estrella, Proken. They're there for 1 week, for Sukkos. Weil ich in der Meister, Tolli ist er bedacht, aber das ist doch. Now, every word, the last line is the most important. Shema dayin lo hechlaktem lishor beretz Yisrael, yesh lechem din b'nei chutzlars. V'mechlatetem lishor beretz Yisrael, yesh lechem din b'nei eretz Yisrael. I'm asking you after this line, what if lo hechlaktem? Read the line carefully.
Yeah, dayin lo hechlaktem lishor
beretz Yisrael. So if you're an American, you're in Eretz Yisrael, and lo hechlaktem, the average Kerlnik goes to Eretz Yisrael, so some are certainly coming back. But those who think about Aliyah, when they go the first couple of years, they don't know. If I find the Shtela, if I find the Kurl, if I find the Panos, if I find the this, that's typical, no? Baruch Hashem, I have many, many Tanin who moved to Eretz Yisrael, many. So those who moved when they came up with it, but those who came went for a couple of years at first, they weren't sure they're going to stay. Include some of my own children in the day. We went for a couple of years. They liked it. Found a parnosa, found a job. They stayed forever. Baruch Hashem. But they didn't know. So the first years they didn't know it was a suffix by then. They're going back, they're not going back. What did Ramosha say about that? 2 days, Klar. It's Klar and Ramosha's last line. If you didn't make a firm decision to stay, you're still in America and you keep 2 days. There's no other way to read that last line. Im etayin lo achlata tan lishar beretz Yisrael. You have no achlata. The chutz starts. Achlat and Lishar Beretz Yisrael is a definite decision than in Eretz Yisrael. Right? That's what Klor and Rav Moshe. No doubt. I don't see any way to read the last line in Rav Moshe. Very, very important. Last line we'll come to it in a second. Okay. There are other tshuvas. The very next tshuva. Can I press next somewhere?
Right click.
Right.
On the Eretz Moshe. Right click.
Just right now?
Yeah. Chapter plus. That's
look at that. Magic. What? The Ben Eretz Yisrael Shabbal Chutzos. Lisa Isha. Happens to the best of them. Can't get married to an American. American girls are the best, right? Right. Nisha Yosef Ishana. Ava Mukhruch Lavza. He has to go back. There it's Israel. Doesn't say why. Efni Adashem. Dalit Tishrei Tovshin Chav. Hey, I believe it says. It's written in 1965. Quite a while ago. He's writing to a man named Rabbi Braverman, who was born in Israel. And he got a shidduch with a Tarantonian girl. Okay. She's been in Israel for 2 years. And her parents are in Toronto. They came to Toronto to do the wedding. He's going to go right back. Rat al Zahisik was just made Mshala there at Israel. For army purposes, he got to leave the country for a short period of time. Otherwise, he's AWOL and he's going to be drafted as soon as he steps into Lud. Right? Right? Had to protect it from a member of parliament to get out of the country because draft purposes, just enough time to get married. And why was the Chaver Knesset maskin? After she malas kvolu his chayalov after chosso, she yuchal arev avuro, she yomer b'chazara. I promise you, I give you my word, I'm coming back. In kolzeh, over zeh shana v'chetzi shetem b'Toronto, b'choshes taharchev asman is upon him, and you kept stalling off. After yol the ishto. The shout is great. Toronto, it's your town. Toronto! It's a beautiful town, Toronto. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous town. So the Moshe. What's the Mogan Avraham? Oka di Rosso Mishto. Afmi Shadato Lazar. Ain't that the Lazar? Mishto Bura. Who push it? Ena kavana mitzara tircha de akal inchi base aloma de lohoya torah and lohoya kvius. No. Here's a, whatever it is. 1 second. Here a kavua, radvaz. Gleim mitzrayim achol de vrem bidina. Fine. Was it kichadosh? Which we spoke about already. Okay, a whole long story. Stomach the Milsa, he's not going to come back. Okay? Rak Boko Bechutz of the Vakash Parnas. Oh, keyword is Parnas. The Chenkos of Kolom is a Misha Oka Dirasa Ishta Bala Lelech Lehaz Amakal Yasa Lisa Lidin and Arviach. Cash, Abosai, cash. Make profit. Avshadat Alavzar, Lisiash and Lekom Arishin, on Mikidat Alavzar. Why? Kol Shemotzi Parnasasa Meruvachas Eino Zoz Misham. We saw that yesterday, right? The Mishnah Berurah. What's part of that? We saw it somewhere yesterday. Well, today, Bumtazu, Lobol of Akash Parnasa, Elas is Meissen Nisuin, Abel Horea, Leka, Eitzel Horea, Leka Tamze, Yesh Tachshivam, Dato Lavzer, Avshu and Mishnah Bechut starts. But the Prichodesh says, Abkul Olich and the Zuara, Shadar Tisrael. What does that mean? Olavich me Magefa, Omakwasiba Cheres, Yotziba, Oza Dava Bard of Bechol Gavna, Dato Lavzer. Right, means those are exceptions. What Zuarai tells you it means. Then Choshen Shem is down below Parnosa Barachov of Shiach to be died to be shown and change his mind. Okay? See, Bacheres, Chayotibo, that kind of a case. Ava Ba'ofen Acher, Av Shemat Toras Nisiyos, Lohoysa B'yichud Dine Parnosa, Lohoya B'chusa Parnosa Gam Beretz Yisrael. Ela the Tzorach Acher, Av Ludova Shebishvuze, Efshu Shiyis Akvu Gam Zman Rav, Shiyis Tarach Levakash Parnosa. No, he's not going for Parnosa, but he may be stuck. He's there for a while, he didn't have no choice but to make a few dollars. Right? Yeah. Lo nechshav dat alaz of shish imo. Kimo ba'akku levakash parnasa. That's what he said. And the Malram didn't quote the Prichodesh. Parnasa. It b'chol ofen she yishto imo b'chutzart. Hu kiben chutzart. Nami yodi b'prat mishal Prichodesh. Yerak anim zmanis. She nechshav dat alaz or v'yim kain. I lost it. V'yim kain. Yeah. Efshav shalop plugi klal. Mr. Brewer quotes, it doesn't say it's a machlokes. Uvdezu, Avshal Choshel, Taranto, Parnosa, but they went to get married, which is not temporary. Look what happened, they're here for over a year and a half. So therefore, Din B'nei Chutzlaretz. You have to go back because you gave a special parliament. That's a different story. Parliament. Yeah. He gave you word. Chazak, Asher, Asol, Yasa, Avlo. You're not going to lie. Yeah. Because you have no choice. Because even though only you have to go back without your wife, but yeah, she has to come with you. So therefore, the Baruch Hashem has no makom. Adka. That's Rav Moshe.
I don't understand.
Didn't Rav Moshe write in the very previous tshuva that the whole Rav Vaz does not apply to Zman Hazeh? He's putting in details. The Pichadosh said this, the Baruch Hashem said this, the Mishnah Berurah said this. He just said the previous tshuva doesn't apply at all nowadays. You have airplanes. How do you want to reconcile two tshuvas one after the other, Rav Moshe? And I and this is what I said. The Rav Vaz does not apply when we have airplanes. Now he's going to nitty gritty with whether Rav Vaz applied this particular case. To me, it's a bit of an enigma. I don't quite fully understand it.
But I mean, evidently, if it was so easy to go back, why didn't they go back already?
Good cash.
So maybe Hagam that in general we wouldn't say we would think the Rav Vaz wouldn't apply, but I mean, for whatever reason they stayed. So maybe.
So in order to defend this, what I consider to be a steer in Rav Moshe, I want to make the following comment. Namely, that Rav Moshe agrees, you're going back to Eretz Yisrael, you're going back. But Rav Moshe uses the word a few times as a suffix. Rav Moshe says, right, even though you don't plan to get Parnasa, but it's a possibility. Matsui, so it's a suffix. I think the word suffix, I'm not sure it's the word suffix. You want to search for the word suffix in this room? I don't know if you saw it. Is it easy or is it hard?
Easy.
I'm not sure the word suffix is here. I have my notes the word suffix. I'm not sure if the word suffix is actually found in this tshuva or not, in the previous tshuva. Not found?
Nope.
Not found, right?
Nope.
In the previous tshuva? Ayin Dalet? Is suffix found?
Nope.
Also not. Okay, so I'm using words, putting words through Rav Moshe's mouth. He didn't use the actual word suffix, but he's talking about the equivalent of suffix. I think I wanted to suggest as follows. I'm reading it from this beautiful sefer, Sheni Kachasa. I'm going to read it from two different svarot to defend Rav Moshe, this is what I call the steel. One on page Kuf Ayin Ches. He writes as follows. It's been Eretz Yisrael Avolot for more than a year. The aim is Kufayim Zayin. The aim called Siva. There's no reason. Hamachricha also lazon kol harishon. Nothing is forcing you to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Came with your family for Parnasa. Even though that allows them kol harishon after a few years, you are called total ben chutzlaretz. Who said so? Pri Chodesh Mishnah Brura. But we thought. Doesn't apply nowadays. But he's not to be quoted. Period. Then he says, a ben chutzlaretz comes to Eretz Yisrael. Same case, the flip side. Same case. Some say, knowing your ben echad levad can do ben Eretz Yisrael. That should be the din, right? Manasha should be the din. Some say no. Dino adayin ki ben chutzlaretz v'noed shayom told him. Rakim Yachlit, both on Borrow, the Shah of Eretz Yisrael, Yeh Ben Eretz Yisrael. So we just saw that before. Igris Moshe, Chele Gimel, Simon Ayin Dalit. If you're not sure, the last line. If you're not sure, you're still an American. Because the problem becomes the other way around, or Moshe didn't say it. Why? He quotes as follows. Vagam de Bechagam de Mamish, the Ben Eretz Yisrael, the Chabam Chutzlaretz. For Parnassa, Rav Moshe said 2 dates. Why say the other way around for an American in Israel? Zop, the Yom Tov Sheni, page Kufayin Chet. I think it's a correct throat answer, Rav Moshe. Chomer yoser dino shel mishin ischayev v'shmiras yontif sheni sheni yochol afkia chiyuv zeh mi'atzmo elam kein daso hechletis lishav eretz Yisrael ve'en shum tzad shachzal chutzaretz v'lo sagi b'ma sheish svirut sheyishav eretz Yisrael deshatzir v'parnasal v'duk. Beautiful. What's he saying? You want to get out of what's called chumrim mokom sheyotzim mishon. The only way out of chumrim mokom sheyotzim mishon is a 100% decision to stay in a new place. Therefore, if you're an American, you're stuck with the chumrim of Yisrael Malacha to make an absolute decision. And Ramesh's last line of the previous shul. That's how kept. He's in Israel. He has to keep yontif anyway. Anyway. Why? Because we said before, we're machmer malach even betzina. The only discussion here is what are you davening? What are you davening? It's nothing with chumras. We saw in the Chacham Tzvi, no chumras, no kulas. You got to make a decision. You're not going to daven both. You're not going to say you should daven. I can imagine a brisk chumra. Daven a weekday davening and a yontif to daven. I never heard of that. You're not going to do such chumras. You have to make a decision. You need a tiebreaker. So Moshe is masking. In this kind of same situation, if you're in Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laaretz, nothing's forcing you back really. And you have to find maybe a parnasa there. And then, what Moshe says, even if you really plan to come back to Eretz Yisrael, nonetheless, you have a status of a Ben Chutz Laaretz, not Lekula, just to daven that way, not a Chavoraku. I think that's a very nice answer. Otherwise, it's steering on Moshe. Let's chazer again. But Moshe said, if you didn't make a firm decision, and you're still the original matzav of Ben Chutz Laaretz. And here, Moshe is saying, you really fakert, you really plan to go back there to Israel. Afal pikein, you have a status of a Ben Chutz Laaretz. Why? Radvaz doesn't apply. We have airplanes today. The answer is, Radvaz is not going to apply to the extent that it applied at one point in time. And therefore, we're saying the cases of a person of Suffolk was going from Chutz Laaretz to Israel, you have to keep 2 days. Radvaz will not apply. However, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, then the Radvaz would apply. Why would it apply? You're not being makel on that basis. You're not being machmir, they're just making a decision. A tiebreaker. So it's a tiebreaker if it works. To be honest with you, I wouldn't even have said that. I would say it's an Israeli in this case. But Rav Moshe said, that's on page Kuf Ayin Ches. On page Kuf Pei, there's another word, Rav Moshe. It's unbelievable. Listen to this one. Shamati nechachamech al-shem Rav Moshe. Dekeva de das kol Yisrael lavs al Eretz Yisrael beis bias Mashiach tzidkeinu v'meir v'meinu amen. Vein data l'shtakeha v'chutz tzorat ziyola. We're all planning to go back, right? Ba'al korachom takonis yantosheni hi al komi she'ein daito lavs al chutz tzorat. What? It's a typo. Eretz Yisrael b'vaday v'tof. Am I? It's obviously a typo. Correct? I just wrote it. It made no sense. I can take my pen or shoot the pencil. On both sides. I'll read the sentence one more time. What's he saying? We'll go back with the Mashiach to the Kaaba. Ba'kor ha'takonet ha'tasheni hu al komi she'ein daito lavzor le... Obviously, Eretz Yisrael, right? B'vale b'tof tzufu. Avel b'supuk im yesham tkufa aruka ma'od af al pi shebom Eretz Yisrael הרי הוא דום על השאר בני חוץ לאות שדעתם לא שוב ובעל כוח אוכל עליו תקון את יתם שני. Beautiful. It's also an answer of Moshe to Stira. We don't have to come on to what I said. I have two answers to Stira and Moshe. Here, but if you quote from Moshe saying over here, it's a different din. Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, you want to go back. But you don't want to go back. And they'll be talking anyway. So therefore, this doesn't work. In other words, if Pichodesh said, you're not allowed to the Olam, I'm going for 20 years to America, I'm going to go back. So if it would be a typical Chumim Mokom Sheyotzim Mishom, let's say you had a Kula, again, you come from place A to place B, and going back in 20 years to place A. So Pichodesh is if you have a din of place A, make a din. But you can't say that when it comes to Yontif Sheni. We all want to go back to Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Bible is saying. Who doesn't want to go back there? We all. Who votes in the shul? You don't want to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Chas v'shal to register votes. We all have there to show. How's that tip? You have to shady, that's all. So that doesn't help. You want to go back on it. That's an interesting story. It's not printed. Shemati b'shem b'al d'gus v'sh. Okay? End of page, kuf pei. You have two terutzim to the apparent stira in shut igus v'sh. Fine. Again, I'm not convinced it's true. Allah Halamaisa, but that's what Rabbi Yashiv says. Comes up with Yashiv, Zol Zayin Gezut Mishtak, with an original svar. An original svar. Listen to this one. This is unbelievable. Someone said it yesterday. Who said yesterday about Tosif for Sheva Tassif? Yoni said it. Rabbi Harari said it. I told you about the Gedolim, top. Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv says, Das Echad Migdoli HaRosh B'Zmanenu. This is a beery. He writes in the bottom, Shemati Rabbi Yashiv. Why does he have such funny titles? He identifies him in the bottom. And some sort of identify. He has on the same page. Page Kufa, Samachetz. Listen to this. Yontem Sheni, the Ben Chutzot of Eretz Yisrael, is Chumri Mocha Shiyotem Yisham. It's like a Kabbalah's neder. Okay. So therefore, whenever there's a suffix, you have to worry the chil and nidra. You have to keep chumre mocha shiatsi misham. Unless it was bevada, as we said before. Only if you're a vada Israeli, you made a 100% decision to come to Eretz Israel. If failing that, you have to keep two days. That's what I said before. But, so Rabbi Yosh, that's only chumre mocha shiatsi misham. Sh'afim yinig osim b'mok v'shein l'chayav ein b'kach shemissim adram b'chumri ma sh'ein gein b'minig yantum sh'einim sh'shmiris yantum sh'einim mi sh'ein l'chayav v'shmirasa yesh v'isim b'al toysim. It sounds like whom? Chacham Tzvi Rabbi Yashiv. Can you imagine? What about b'al toysim? U'v'mok v'shesh isim b'al toysim her ein kan kabbalas neda sh'rei b'ofan sh'yavali de yisim v'ad alakib alav minig mekom l'inog yantum sh'ein. Not if I'm an American for sure, I've got to keep 2 days. But I'm one of those guys on the fence. I'm in the Kotel for 2 years. Ein linov al tzad chumah b'shmir tzad v'sheni, shekein chumah doesn't lekula. Therefore, although strictly speaking, you're a ben eretz yisrael in this kind of a case, kevan shesvarz on iskur b'poskin, and more than that, we're afraid you'll keep 1 day. What if you go back there chutzot to keep only 1 day there, chalila? Oh, be mizal ziyat v'sheni. L'chein ein locho shis devatos el b'dvar v'shem b'kum v'asei. She'os l'ninav osum k'shein l'chayev at the post of Shev al-Taseh. Therefore, halacha l'maisa b'mokum sofek, you're strictly speaking, you're ben Eretz Yisrael because you're afraid of Baltosif. But don't do malacha, don't eat chametz. If you doubt the lavza for sure, then you chayav midini on the sheni, kuvim hashot to misham, then it's all about tosif against chacham tzvi, and then you keep 2 days. That's not chacham tzvi completely, only in the suffix case. What an amazing chiddush of Rabbi Yosh. Rabbi Harai was mechavin to the ikka the kudim, only about tosif in one. But the question now becomes as follows. Apply Rabbi Yoshiv to the chacham tzvi. Chacham Tzvi said you're a ben Eretz Yisrael. Because about Tosif, Rabbi Yoshua said to Chacham Tzvi, Rabbi Chacham Tzvi, that's only in respect to Kumba says, with respect to Sheva Tazim, there's no about Tosif. Maybe Rabbi Chacham Tzvi argues with Rabbi Yoshua and says, no, if you don't do Malach, it's also about Tosif. It's unclear. The Gemara says, Yoshua is Shrini Besukha Yilka. That's a piece of something positive. What if you have refrained from Malach and extra about Tosif? Rabbi Yashiv says no. Kubi Chacham Tzvi says yes.
Doesn't Kerem Bonsai if you had a Yom Tov also?
Yeah, but here you're not such a Bodo Belibo. This is not quite that level. That's you're making a brand new Yom Tov out of nowhere. You're over by the vote. But I don't think that was why. Isn't it amazing, Rabbi Yashiv? Unbelievable. What happens the following case? A guy comes for a sabbatical year in Eretz Yisrael. Plans to go back to America to finish up his contract and then make Aliyah a year later. So, Shlomo Zalman, who wants a guess? I repeat, you know, they academics, they're entitled to a sabbatical year, and then they have to go back, and then they, once they're 1 year back, then you already can leave. What do you think? Once again, Shlomo Zalman's opinion. Ben Chutzlars. Why? Once you go back, who knows when you're going to come back? Once you go back to America, no guarantee you're going to come back again. Adkan of Shlomo Zalman. Interesting. Goes further. Kagat Eretz Yisrael, but not to the place he plans to live in. What does it say? You're an Israeli. You're an Israeli. Why? All Eretz Yisrael is one place. Against whom? The Mikroi Kodesh. That's the Mikroi Kodesh. I said that when we mentioned this yesterday. But, he quotes over here what we think we said yesterday. You decide to make Aliyah, you're still Chutzlars. You're a Ben Chutzlars. Okay. Now, Rabosai, we come to some final Nakudas here, and this is very fascinating topic. We mentioned Rabbi Yosha. Let's mention him again over here on page Kuf Pei Beis. Listen to this. He gives the details. Rabbi Yosha was a detailed man. Listen to this. What's the case? The case of someone who was in Chutzlars. 100% he's coming back after Shlichus is over. He's treated like an Israeli. Keeps 1 day because he went for a specific amount of time. Adkan. See, so I asked Rabbi Yoshev, what do you mean? Einenu rol shaharbe mehem nishu lebesol pechutzars, these so-called shluchim. Kema shenis raglu lechayim anochim shom. They went to L.A., capital of Olam Hazeh. I go back. How many shluchim are there in L.A. who again came for originally for 1 or 2 years? A minion, no? What'd you say? More than that, okay. So no, so you had to Rabbi Yoshev, no, with the capital of Olam Hazeh in L.A. So why don't you say the Eidat Olavza? Says Rabbi Yoshev. Zedover ha-toli b'svara v'umden das. Ar-heichon odon yodea l'chashev ita v'tochniyosa. Ve'inlonu l'chadesh k'shoshes l'hasis v'tochniyoseyem. And then he adds. Va'ad chamesh shanim shaper somchem al kavanos olavza l'Eretz Yisrael. You know, the Russians have 5-year plans. You know, the communists have a 5-year plan. Oh, the 5-year plan. So Rabbi Yosha has a 5-year plan. A person's in L.A. less than 5 years. I'm going back, I'm going back, I'm going back. We believe him. After 5 years, we don't believe him. I mean, he'll go back when the Mashiach comes. About it. But till then, we can no longer believe him. When he'll retire, he'll go back. That doesn't count. Yes?
He would be calling on Rishon Zalman by the Toronto Shiloh.
By the what?
The Shiloh.
I do not know. I'm just saying that he says a 5-year. It makes a lot of sense. 5 years is a long period of time. You know, we have 5 years, we just had it in the Chumash, no? A person, a Levi, it's a train for 5 years, you know, later on some Bracha. 5 years, the communists didn't make up that amount. 5 years as in the Torah, HaKadosh. Okay? So that's Rabbi Yoshua, the shear of 5 years. Where did he get it from? You know, he's Rabbi Yoshua, Yishaloch. He got it from some president. Where you find the number 5. That's what it says. That's what it says. Fine. Does everyone agree? I don't know. Does everyone agree? Come over here. Some say the Ben Chut starts right away. That's what we saw. Rav Moshe. Where's Rav Moshe, Rav Osai? You get me? Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Tes. I do not think we saw this yet. Am I correct? We saw Chel Dal Kuf Ches was on the Makaris. We saw a few from Chel Gimel today. But Dal Kuf Tes, I do not think we saw yet. Numerous tshuvas about these things very much. What happened over here? Look at this. Nevach, somebody is sick. 2 years, the son is sick, he's Tipulim. Okay? Tipul Yalat Chol Hashem Yisbar Yishlach Refu Shleima. V'sov Shachol Yisrael. Has to be here 2 years. That allows the Heklet, the Russell of Bnei Brak, only if you ask Shehoyu, his Parnassus is there. What's the name of what you understand? Hine, Radvaz, he could offer the Russell Mishto Abba Pisha that allows her, doesn't apply. Yeah. Oh, here's the word Suffolk. Oh, I knew I was going to Suffolk. See, I was just premature. Hello, Suffolk. Here's the word twice. Avogami Suffolk. Nechshav ke'ein daito lavzo. Here's his vargo. I'm sorry. Here's what it is. it's not that it's vada, it's suffik. So a suffik is ain't that allows us. We saw this guy who has made up his mind. The dad allows us to dafka, but you borrow it, so she asked, we saw it the last time, and we saw it in the previous shiva. Right? Okay. So here, chole, zman godol kokach, lo shaykh idiya berura for rof masai yisrafik. Even though she is trapped in Meshach Zman, it's 2 years, you may have to look for a parnosa. When you find a parnosa, you can't say you're going to go back for sure, you give up your parnosa tova. So it's a suffix. It's not called that olavzor. It's a machlo. Therefore, it's different. So what's the bottom line? He doesn't give him a bottom line. He says it depends how sure you are going back. Okay, so I want to, this is a very important shuva that you consider. This is, you know, even less than 5 years. Rav Moshe entertains the possibility it's considered to be a ben chutzlach. Because you never know, right? You have to live. You may buy a panos, maybe become a millionaire. You want to stay? You know, it's a suffix, and it's a suffix, and I consider that a lapse. This Rav Moshe's chiddush. You plan to go back, but with all your plans, it still blags a suffix. And the only way to get out of it is a vaday mamish. It's up to you, he says. Hashem, you're the leva. We know what's in your heart. If you're 100% mamish, then we wouldn't say necessarily butler died that was mine as any of the airplanes. But still, you have to be 100%. Well, Yoshim says, no, you plan to go back within 5 years. We trust you, plan to go back. That's considered for sure. Even though, you know, we all know what could happen at the end of the day. Okay, this seems to be a bit of a dispute over here. Fine. Now, we spoke before about, say, what do you do if you're an American yeshiva bacha and you would like to stay in Eretz Yisrael if you find the parnas? What's it in? I go back to page Kuf Pei Dalet. Three opinions. Shlomo Zalman says, I'll read it to you. Ben, it can happen to you anytime. Ben chutzarat shemal Eretz Yisrael and mishpachal l'tkufa shom kam b'shanim k'gol nilmot Torah. Learn the mir yeshiva. There are thousands of such individuals. Who doesn't want to live in Eretz Yisrael? It's a beautiful land. Tova, Eretz, oh no, we just read on Shabbos, the best place in the whole wide world, such Kedusha v'Tahara. Aksavek im yatzliach l'stadeh b'nyonei parnosa. U'mishumkam ein dato echletas nishav of Eretz Yisrael. What's it do? Comes from Shlomo Zalman, one day. What? You know why? Chacham Tzvi. Come on, maybe you'll find a panasa. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. Rav Yashiv says the same thing. What does he say? You don't know. Maybe you're better at Yisrael, but you shouldn't do a lot. Day and a half. Rav Yashiv is a day and a half man in these kinds of cases. Rav Scheinberg says, You're an American. So you make an absolute decision to come to Eretz Yisrael. You're an American. We saw before. You need an absolute decision. That's what I would have said. I think that's what most people follow Rav Scheinberg. If they don't know, they keep 2 days. I think so. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you keep 1 day. Because I'll give you Rav Shlomo Zalman's lush. He really wants to be in Israel. But you find you'll be able to be mistadeir there. So there, it's not considered to be that the either parents come up supporting them, and they agreed that the parents only stay for 2 years. You know the old story. You know how it is. They'll negotiate with the parents. They'll defy the parents. They'll play with the parents. We've all been around this block and seen these kinds of cases. That's a pleasant sound. I look all right, Scheinberg. So you make a decision, you're still in America. That's what I thought. I mean, at least Tzirufim. To me, Chidushim. That's what I would say. It's still in America. Shlomo Zalman was a Chiddush. Rav Yashiv was a Chiddush. That's what I would say. Okay. What about the following case? You married. She married an Israeli, and you go back there to Israel after Yontif. What's the status right now? Typical. They got married in Chodesh Elul. We'll stay till Sukkot. You know, and we'll go back and start a new Zman Chesed with the Mir Yeshiva. Have a ticket. I would have said.
Israeli.
He's an Israeli for sure, but she's never been in Israel in her whole life.
but they have a ticket.
She's never set foot in that Israel. What's different than Rabbi Greenwald when he asked for that child? He also had a ticket. What's the potential difference? She's married to an Israeli. And we said if you marry someone, you're nichlas abeso, so you have a status with the world, all kinds of hugging for 6 hours and 3 hours, and then you're broke and kidney is in the works. So what about him too? Fascinating question. Passes over here, she's still an American. Shlomo Zalman says, well, maybe she's an Israeli. Why? Because her husband's Israeli. She follows all of his menhagim. Yes, she's stopping. Claudio Dana, she should negrar as a bile of menhagim for Cambridge and the class of the Beso. She's an Israeli. Yeah, Mustaba Yosef, no. Yantam Shani is minik choshev she nagel bo kol bnei agola. She's a chutznik until she gets there to Israel. That's what Shlomo Zalman has both sides, and he's noted that she's a chutznik. Isn't that interesting? This is fascinating. It's a gadol el and deal with all these special cases. Special cases. Fakert, other way around. Next page. Right? An Israeli going again. A chutznik's in Eretz Yisrael to marry an Israeli woman. We're going back to live in America. Goodbye, Eretz Yisrael. Going back to live my whole life in America. Now it's Yontif. What's his status? He's a chutznik. And her? What should she be? Why? According to Shemin Israeli, right? Because she's not yet in her husband's house, we suggested. Minigodol. Who said so? Shlomo Zalman. Then Chazanish held differently. Chazanish wouldn't allow this kind of a case, a woman to get on a boat. In this particular case, the other Shani to go to Chutz Laaretz, you know, she's saying goodbye Charlie on a boat, not coming back anymore before they had planes. Then he says, to look, I don't have to say it, because they have a base medrash, Shali Tzion from Eliyazarov. I don't know who he is. He was a Rosh Kol in Karen B'Avna for many, many years. In my days, very Rosh Kol, Karen B'Avna. Major Talmud Chacham. I think it was Rav Dov Eliyazarov. Do you have an Abbas Medrash? The Shali Tzion? If you can find it for me, Madur Tinyana Simon Chav Zayin. The whole Arichah is about this. I'd like to see it if somebody can find it for me. I'd appreciate it. Okay? That's what it says. Now, the following Shari.
Shlomo Zalman in that case said that she's
Israeli? Yeah. The Shittasa. No difference.
Then she's not married in this case?
No, they were both kids. She was married. She just got married. She just got married to
a Ben Plusler.
Right. So there's one study should say she's the Gra Achrov. But the Suffolk, he says, they think it's more likely she's not. She's really a
even though she's going for good to stay in America.
Right. She hasn't left yet. Rabbi Greenwald. This case. Okay. Now the following interesting show. They came to America for the Chasana. You know how it is. Yeah, stay a little longer, and the visit takes a little longer. How long can we consider it to be a visit, so that they're really Israelis? And how long after was no? It's always visits. Already, the man who came to dinner, as you know that I'm referring to, and then for the long term. There's a chew about this over here also. Same page. Kuf Pevov. If you actually rent an apartment. Then you're ready a chutzah. Then you're ready a chutzah. You rent an apartment. You never know what's going to happen.
Wouldn't Rabbi Eliezer say that you would have 5 years?
Oh. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, you're an Israeli. Why? Shekein derech zugos tzeirim nis'akev kama chadoshim b'mokam nisuam delahakar samishpocha v'chadoyme. But so, let's go deal like I live somewhere. You're still only a tourist. You're still only a visitor. You've got to... Till when? How long? Zokam Shlomo Zalman. Avlim sochim lechatzi shana v'yoseh. Kevin shein derech biku b'kach. Kavanosel lishor agam yosef. He said, you're dinu chutz lorenz. Chayshinin shem yimoshim yishtakei hasham. 6 months. You have a visa 6 months? You know, they give a 6 month visa. Shlomo Zalman gave you a 6 month visa. It's overstay a 6 month visa, you're a chutz. You have to go with Svaras. Had 5 years in a certain case, Rav Shlomo has 6 months in this particular case. Somewhat of a different case. Fascinating. Fascinating. I don't know. He's the shita, so your friend's going to go back. I'd be more liberal if you ask me. Still Israeli, but Rav Shlomo Zalman said. What if a person lives half a year here and half a year there? The Boston Rebbe, Zichron of the Bracha, would spend half, am I correct? Half a year in Boston, half a year in Hanover. Right? Ramesh, 50-50. What's it in? What was the Boston Rebbe's din? Zeichet Tzad of the Kodesh of the Bracha. What was his din? Well, I don't know what he did. I don't know what he did. Anyone know? Anyone spent time in Hanover? Anyone from Boston here? What did the Rebbe do? He discussed that over here. Page Kuf Tzadi Beis and Gimel. If Panosov in both places, there was New England Hasidic Center, Beacon Street, and then there was Boston, in Rehov Adnan Mirijan, I think, down there in the bottom of Hanov. You been there? Who's been in either of the two places? Who's been in both? Yeah, what's it in? The Paskins, it all depends where you are. If you're in America, you're an American. If you're in Israel, you're an Israeli. Wow. So Reb Chaim can ask you on him a letter. Lo hivati p'sharazu the ark of Atrei Rikshi. Of course, he got it from Shlomo Zalman. So he took Reb Chaim can ask his letter into Shlomo Zalman. Rebbe, what do you say? Then Reb Chaim says. So Shlomo Zalman had the following response. Page Kuf Tzadi Beis. Not Trey Rikshi. The Zer Shaykhir the Paskin of Shnei Din of the Sasri Adodi. We can't have. But here, Kevin Shadar Ba'ofen Shalom Vishnei Amakomos, Ve'eno Kobu Bamaka Mechot, Lochal Olav Shum Din, Velo Nasa Ben Mokom Mesuyam, Umeir the Nigger Achabakom Mashinitsula. Whoa! He's not a Ben Eretzion, he's not a Ben Chutzaros. He lives in Mars. He has no place. Nova Nortia Moritz, the mark of Cain. He's nowhere. The man is nowhere. He's nowhere. Okay, so wherever you are, that's your thing. That's what Shlomo Zalman said.
Why can't we say that he's a bad both?
That's what Chaim asked. It can't be Akavet Trivish. You may have two passports. That's yeah. But to be labeled on halacha as a bad both, it can't be Akavet Trivish.
Why not? I mean, in the times of the Gemara, I assume that this could never happen.
Okay, so Mordechai says the same as Shlomo Zalman, the opposite. Shlomo Zalman is a ben neither, and Mordechai is a ben both. They're the same net result. I'm hearing what you're saying. Now, it's important to understand that Rabbi Tzion Abishol is exactly the same thing, but only one difference. He has a tiebreaker. What's his tiebreaker, Rabbi Tzion Abishol? His tiebreaker is if he owns a dira. If he owns a dira. If he has a dira in one of the two places, that's the tiebreaker.
What if he has a dira in both?
I say no tiebreaker. The tie is not broken, so you have to do wherever you are. Yes?
So, didn't you start off in one of those places in that case? So, why would you. You never lost the.
So, you're saying a third part. Not that you're in neither place. Not that you're in both places. You're in the original place. You never alter it. That makes sense to me. You know what's going on? You were in America, lived for 20 years in America, now you're 50-50. The Boston Rebbe was born and bred in Boston. I'm not sure born. He was only bred in Boston. Lived there for who knows how many decades just in Boston. Since you were in Quantity, you were in a chutzik. Even if the other half years in Arizona, he never uprooted it. Okay. That sounds right. Interesting spot. Rabbi Yashid, again, what does he say? Safek. Don't do malacha. A day and a half. A day and a half in Eretz Yisrael. That's what it says. But he says, what if you're in Chutz Lartz? He says you don't put on tefillin. Lo machmirin b'kum v'asek. It's about Tosef issues. That's what the Yashiv says.
How about the 50-50 men?
50-50. Don't want 50-50.
Still talking about it.
But you're in Kuslarets.
Why would we go 50?
You're in Kuslarets.
Well, maybe you're in Israel. Rabbi Yosef is not sure. Whenever he's not sure, he puts it into this new mode of a day and a half. Right? But he's saying, a day and a half, you don't put on tefillin. Okay. Right. Day and three quarters. Two and a half days. Whatever you want to call it. I don't know the slang they have for that. Rabbi Yosef is the opposite. Well, I'm not sure what he's down. I think he's down here. I'm just reading what it says.
Maybe it's because of the
restaurant. I don't know exactly.
Not what it says there.
Okay. Now, the next page he says, following case. Rabbi Sai, the following case. You are a dentist. And you like Eretz Yisrael. So you bring your family to Beit Shemesh. You're there, your wife is there, your kids are in school there, and you're there whenever you can be. But unfortunately, you are in the category of you can't find a practice in Eretz Yisrael, so you become by yourself. Hamotzi lechem michutz l'aretz. So you travel, you know, to Eretz Yisrael. As we know, I've seen it Sunday night, he's off to Eretz Yisrael, up to America. Lands Monday morning, stays till the following Thursday, 10 days, away from his family, never for 10 days in a row. Arrives Friday and stays a long weekend, from Friday until Shabbos and until Sunday. He's there with his family, and then the next plane. So the majority of the time, we gave the ratio out of every 14 days, what? He is only in an Eretz Yisrael 2 days plus. Yom Tov, of course, is in Eretz Yisrael. Yom Tov is in Eretz Yisrael, you know, so whatever. But the Maisa, the clear majority of the days is in America. When I say the clear majority, because if we look carefully in the same thing, Kuf Tzadi Dalet, Rov Hashana B'chutzor, it's a Rov Eretz Yisrael, you follow the majority, but it has to be, what I'll call in my language, Aruba de Minkara. I say the word Rov, we're not saying exactly, you know, 182 days, where we go figure it out where he was. You look over here, clearly, he says it's, you know, it doesn't mean exactly number of days. Okay? Okay. Second. Trying to find that language. Oh. Look at this. Talk about 6 months back and forth. From Mincha Sitzchak says, Mokam Lei Dosa. Maybe it was like you. If you want to look it up. It's Chelik Dalet Simen Dalet. Look it up. Maybe it's your star. I can't say for sure. I can't say for sure. His Rov Shana B'chutzars, the Tos of Eretz Yisrael, he's a Ben Chutzars. Finished. But if your whole family's there, you only make Motzalech of B'chutzars, then he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, you're an Israeli.
What's his family?
Your family is in Eretz Yisrael. You would love to be there, but you're a dentist. You can't make a parnas there. You spend most of your time flying back and forth and making parnas to chutzlots. Then it says that you are a Israeli, even though your modes are not in chutzlots. I understand that. You're angry with your wife and your kids. You just never have to go away and make a parnas. Out of here. Idea of the Ruba de Minkra, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's in page Kuf Sadi Beis. And we talk about the majority. It says over here.
That may not be such an old shot. I mean, that may not be such a new shiloh. You could have a merchant in Eretz Israel.
Yeah, they had that. Sure, they had that. They had that in the old days. Absolutely, they had it in the old days. Absolutely, had it in the old days. Yeah. It says over here about the 50-50, often shava. 6 months here, 6 months there, 1 year here, 1 year there. See, right here in the small print, doesn't mean exactly 6 months. To the actual day. You can't be. Ain't Sarach Yoda Bediuk Vav Chadash Beretzol Vav Chadash Bechutzlars. The Nira Devare Ain't Kavanas Apostim Deliel, this man Shavamamish. The Kamabay Matsuzos. This is quoting from Shlomo Zalman. That's what this page Kuf Tzadik makes. Finally, let's have two more things. Shlomo Zalman says the following Chiddush Nifla, which everybody talks about, and I don't understand. A person lives in America, but he's in Eretz Yisrael all three regalim on a regular basis. A gvir, obviously. Even Shavuos, he can afford to fly for the 2 days to Eretz Yisrael. Comes from Shlomo Zalman, is a Chiddush Nifla. He's an Israeli for purposes of God's shame. I spend 300 and something days of the year in Chutz Laretz. And his partner is in Chutz Laretz, and his family is in Chutz Laretz, and his kids are in school in Chutz Laretz. What's going on? Zalkam Shlomo Zalman. The Bezeh, page Kuf Tzareh, Hefkiya Atzam Mitakonas Yantam Shene Mikovuko. Why? It was made for B'nai Chutzlars, Sveikah Diyom B'Lagabayu, you know, B'kiyah B'Community Archa, etc. But this fellow always finds himself every single regular in Eretz Yisrael. So he's treated like his Macha Kitcha Piriya. There's no Sveikah Diyom because he's Odeh Tamid Bar B'Biru Masayu Yantav, Lo Chayav Takon Yantav Sheni, Klal Lo Klal. And he throws in, you got it, B'tzir of what? Chacham Tzvi. Yesh Lo Hokel. You don't even need a deer. You can afford the fancy hotel. You don't need a deer. As I state, who disagrees? Rabbi Yosha. Disagrees. The Gavra is a Ben Chutzlartz. Shlomo Zalman says, no, we should be more, again, a little Lishitasa. We should be more fact specific, you know? Not exactly the same thing we had before in the airport, but in the hotel. Maybe there was an Eretz Yisrael. Shlomo Zalman wanted to go into the nitty gritty more. Rabbi Yosha says, no. Is the status of Ben Eretz of Ben Chutzlartz, and that's it. That's what I think. And I'm telling you why what happens right away. Okay, our Shlomo Zalman's famous psak. Oh, famous psak of Shlomo Zalman. This is an old psak. So then they go, okay. And then things change a little bit. They lose a little bit of a parnasa. They have kids who are in America. They're not going to go for Shavuos. But you know, Pesach and Sukkot is sacrosanct. They think, look, 2 out of 3 regalim. And the longer regalim, it's only 2 days, 1 day, right? So he writes over here, Klar, makes a protest, does the author of Yom Tov Sheni kill Chasa? He says, Yesh na tos mefur semes bin yinzeh. Rabbi Nechoshu d'day l'kama l'bemashim regilo l'eretz Yisrael b'pesach l'sukkis. Shlomo Zalman says, No. 3 regalim. If you don't come for kfiyas for shavuos, you're a chutznik, and that's all. The local toim was there. I'm telling you what's going on over here. Really, Pesach Kuf Tzadik Vav is really reporting what's going on. I think the whole thing should.
No, I'm fine. There's no local for shavuos.
Pasha pshat has to be all through. I would say you're an American no matter what. Came there really.
What if he comes with the entire family? If he owns a dira in Eretz Yisrael and comes with his entire family every single year for every single
I think it's a chutzpah. Problem is 300 days? Our last point for today could apply to one of you. A bacher who goes from chutzpah to Eretz Yisrael. Of course, his parents control the purse strings. Now what? They insist you come back to America. Paskins, you're an American, even if you plan to live in Eretz Yisrael. Unless you've reached the point you plan to rebel against your parents. And they may disown you and you'll be in deep trouble. Very few have reached that point. If you haven't made an official revolution against your parents and they control the purse strings, you have a status of an American, even though you really, really want to live in Eretz Yisrael. You know, what can you do? They control the purse strings. Right, the same thing, I believe.
It's mutter to rebel.
Is it mutter to rebel against your parents? That's not for today's year. But the 2 minutes or less. It's a bit to live in Eretz Yisrael. So you have to listen to your parents, not when it's against a mitzvah. Many posts say But living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Still, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. But there are many other mitzvahs kiyumios. One of them is kibedav. Also a mitzvah kiyumis. Maybe next year we'll learn Yevamos. I made it with Rabbi Reese. I spoke to him yesterday. We're starting next year, Mr. Yevamos, Dav Beis. So the plan is, it's been told by the end of the year, the game plan for next year. So we're starting Dav Beis. And then the first half till Sukkot, so it's quite a few weeks, we're going to learn Peregrishon. What part of Peregrishon? We're not going to go into the Zika intricacies, because then we'll never get out. Other in Yonim and Peregrishon. That's going to be Alima, Mit Hashem, until Sukkot. And then after Sukkot, we're going to start doing other minyan. The first major in I'd like to tackle after Sukkot, the United, is Geirus, one of the most important sukkahs in today's world, one of the most controversial sukkahs in today's world. And as you may know, I'm a little bit in the middle of this. So let's learn it for once and for all. Let's get it right. Okay, so that's the plan after Sukkot. I'll ball in the tome for those who will be in attendance. So that's the plan. But getting back to this, so it seems to me that if a parent makes a reasonable request to come back to America, the son is required to obey. If it's an unreasonable request to come back to America, he is not required to obey. What's the problem?
Reasonable.
What's reasonable? So who asks that child? Father or the son? Who asks the child?
Maybe both.
Are you sure about this?
Pasha the son, I says the child. His child, whether this is a reasonable request which makes him have to do it or not. Who's going to ask them? That's the issue. You have to ask someone who knows the whole situation. It's hard to ask the child to an Israeli person. They're more likely to say, ridiculous, why should we live in Eretz Yisrael? And what are you talking about? And plus, he doesn't really know you. He's never met your parents. I think you have to really ask someone who knows you, who knows your parents, knows the situation, and ask him, is it a reasonable request or not? If it is, you should obey. And if it's not, you may rebel. I'm saying you should. That is probably not a smart thing to do. But you may if they make an unreasonable request. And it obviously depends upon every case-specific situation. Who's the father? Who's the son? What's the situation? I'm not ready to answer that question in generalities. Just in broad strokes right now. Okay, Rabosa? Any questions? Baruch Hashem. So I'd like to end 5 minutes early for a reason. After 2 years, we already heard from Rabbi Yoshua the Shira of 5 years, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman the Shira of 6 months. After 2 years, I have some Svarim in here, which I've been waiting for a bookcase for 2 years, and I'm still waiting. So I think it's time we put these Svarim away somewhere else. It should be in a box over another summer. So if everyone is willing to spend 5 minutes with me, we can put these things away, okay? I'm going to say, tomorrow, 10:30 to 12, on Yom HaShoah.